The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good 8 a.m. to all of you listening to us. We appreciate that. We got free shipping on all orders, $100 or more this week at the Power Mall. 10% off this week on the Miracle Skin products as well. The Real Anthony Fauci book, 20% off this week. And of course, don't forget this little coffee mug right here, Knowledge is Power. There's the Constitution, and there's Joyce Riley, there's the Power Hour logo. This can be yours for a $100 donation or more to keep our shortwave and everybody functioning here. And we appreciate you for visiting us here. We're also on Substack as well as in our own newsletters. You can certainly chime in on those on thepowerhour.com and thepowermall.com to get your newsletter absolutely free, delivered to your inbox. And of course, you know, you can always call us. We're open right now. The Power Mall is 877-817-9829. And ask whatever questions you need to ask about the health products that we carry here to keep you and your health in check. Now, I told you I was very excited about this hour. I really wish that I could have talked to this lady from the front lines when it was actually going down. We were getting reports from others outside the scenario. Dr. Paul, of course, as you know, he was up there giving speeches and he had to leave, had to bug out. You know, I'm talking about too, about these mandates and all this garbage going on. I know that George Freund and other people have been paying attention to what's going on here too. But Tamara Leach is the one that I really wanted to talk to. And it's not a shame that we had to wait until she comes out with a book on Rebel News, which, by the way, is the largest independent news network to the north in O'Canada. Rebel News tells the other side of the story because they don't have government funding. This is kind of like us. We don't take government funds here at the Power Hour either, which is one of the reasons why I really wish Tamara Leach would have been on the show from the front lines. I would have been your mouthpiece, Tamara. God love you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I just really missed having you on this show when it was all coming down and we watched you get the cuffs put on and I'm going, oh my God, you know, she knew this might happen. She knew this might happen.
It was a very surreal, and we were so busy on the ground, you know, it was crazy. it felt like a Jason Bourne movie.
Oh, I know. It's crazy. And what they did, what the government did to retaliate. I mean, you got Trudeau, the commie pig. I mean, this guy is, he's a World Economic Forum, you know, extremist. I mean, this is what you're dealing with here. And see, we have this one state, two state, red state, blue state thing going on here in America. And in Canada, you have what looks like East versus West. Because in the East, you've got Ottawa and all these people out there that support Trudeau. And in the West, you've got all these freedom lovers like yourself, you know, born and bred in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. And, you know, we both have the fact we're both adopted. So we have that in common. So, yes. You know, the beauty about it is now you've come out with this book, Hold the Line, My Story from the Heart of the Freedom Convoy, where you're basically itemizing every jot and tittle of what happened. And where you came from, what you did. You're living in Alberta now, and you're a mother and grandmother. Yeah. And the thing is now, are you facing any kind of prison term?
Yes. Chris Barber, who drove Big Red, I rode out to Ottawa with him in Big Red. Him and I are co-accused. We have criminal charges and a trial starting in September. For 6 weeks, actually, which is quite crazy because the worst crime that we've been accused of is mischief, which I'm not sure about what your laws are like in the States, but in Canada, a mischief charge is akin to spray painting graffiti on the side of a wall or something like that. But, you know, that's why this is such an important story. I mean, the story, it happened in Canada, but, you know, I grew up watching this type of behavior from tyrannical governments on the news that happened in other countries. And I'm here to tell you that if it can happen in Canada, you know, the most peaceful and polite country in the, on the planet, it can happen anywhere.
Well, and see, Tamara, this is one of the reasons why we were so adamant about trying to get you on when all of this was happening. I mean, we were actually getting boots on the ground in the American convoy, and people were literally calling us up from inside their crew cabs in the one that was surrounding D.C. in the Beltway. But the bigger problem that, you know, you started this, and the Canadian government is out to finish it and make an example out of you. And, you know, it's unfortunate that people can't pull their heads out from where the sun never shines and understand that everybody's freedom in Canada is at risk right now.
It's so true. It is so true. We're in a very precarious spot right now. And I'm not sure if you're following actually what's going on right now, but we have a very serious case of Chinese foreign interference within our government. And I think you guys probably have the same, but, you know, they're trying to fend off this public inquiry. And, you know, our prime minister just gets his friends to investigate him so that he just always walks away unscathed. We don't have recall legislation here in Canada like you do, which is really unfortunate.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. But the thing is that, you know, most of us here in America that are paying attention to what's going on, because we have so many what we call woke people down here versus awake people. And the awake people probably constitute about 10 to 20% of our population. And the rest of them are all just like sleeping in limbo somewhere waiting for the government to save them. This is one of the reasons why we have so many people that, you know, are dead because of the COVID jab. And these are the mandates that you took to the streets in the form of a convoy to get the word out to stop this kind of tyranny against Canadian citizens. I just wonder why more people, why haven't more people come to your aid? And why? I mean, the thing is, they were shutting off people's bank accounts for donating to the truckers. And they found out, well, we bought gas for diesel for the truckers so they could keep their trucks running. And all of a sudden they're getting persecuted. I mean, this is an in your face kind of thing. That why aren't more people paying attention?
Well, I think, and you nailed it with the bank account. I mean, it's intimidation and it's fear. You know what it's like now in today's society. You mentioned woke, right? I mean, if you say the wrong thing, you get canceled and vilified and doxxed, and people come after you. You know, it's that's got to stop. Everyone has a right to their own opinion and a right to express their opinion. But we seem to be turning into a society where hurt feelings take precedence over, you know, law and facts and policy, you know.
Yeah, how about the truth?
That's right. And so I think a lot of people are afraid. I mean, when they froze our bank accounts, you need to understand that our government did that with no parliamentary oversight. They did not take that before a judge to get a court order. It was just so easy for them. And in the meanwhile, we had mothers stranded in grocery stores that couldn't buy groceries for their kids. We had families that couldn't buy medication for their kids. You know, they couldn't pay their mortgages. You know, what a helpless, helpless feeling. And they just did it so easily. I mean, even the banks didn't put up a fight. As a matter of fact, one of the presidents of the bank was advising our finance minister and deputy prime minister, Chrystia Freeland, to label us as terrorists and seize our assets.
Ouch. What's even worse is what the RCMP was doing out in your neck of the woods to people. We heard stories about what they were doing to the trucks and all this equipment out in people's pastures. Would go out there and literally dump like the equivalent of sand in the gas tank and destroy their vehicles.
They did a lot of damage. Yeah, it was that's not acceptable. You know, that's not what our RCMP is for. But as we've seen over the past few years, especially with our RCMP, I mean, they're corrupt. They are so corrupt. We had that mass shooting in Nova Scotia, and that was all totally bungled, and the investigation was a farce. They're, you know, we have a lot of problems here, but I'm still very hopeful that there's time left to save this country.
Well, and so this is one of the reasons why you wrote the book, Hold the Line. And by the way, for those of you who want to look into Tamara Leach's book, the website is theconvoybook.com. And that's where you can go to get this. And you definitely fit the classic definition of political prisoner, as far as I'm concerned. What say you to that?
I guess I do, you know, and who would have thought that that would ever happen in Canada? You know, I mean, murderers and rapists get off easier than Chris Barber and I have. You know, I was initially denied bail the first time I was in prison last winter. I spent 18 days in jail. Last summer, I was rearrested on an alleged breach charge, which was a joke, and denied bail again. So I spent 30 days in jail last summer, you know, over all this nonsense. And in meanwhile, like I said, rapists and murderers, you know, get arrested and have their bail hearing and they're free the next day.
Yeah, I know. That's the same thing that's going on here pretty much. And this is why we have so much crime running rampant. Now we've got illegal aliens coming across the southern border. But we also have illegal aliens coming across the Canadian border as well. And when you speak about the fact that the Chinese have infiltrated Canada, we're understanding that there are Chinese that are engaged in military style exercises up in Canada. What have you heard about that?
I was aware of that. I'd heard of that a few years ago, actually. So I've never seen any. So like I don't know for sure myself, but that's the rumor anyway. I heard that there was Chinese military on both the East Coast and the West Coast. They were here doing winter training, which is kind of alarming. They were here doing winter training. I think that was 3 years ago. Don't quote me on that. But you know why is our military training the Chinese military in winter combat?
That's what I'd like to know. Unless they're planning on invading the United States of America from the north, which is a highly likely possibility when we're at our weakest point. And of course, you know, we have been sounding the alarm as far as all the people coming across the border from the south is there's a whole bunch of Chinese nationalists, and those numbers are increasing. And a lot of these people could literally be techies that are involved in intelligence that are basically Chinese spies to come in here and shut down our grid to blind us so that they can hit us with an EMP strike. And if that happens,
100%.
You know that part of Canada is going to get taken out with this too. So you have the inside track on this stuff, and I don't want you to divulge things that you can't for fear of retaliation from the Canadian government. And I just basically, I think if I stick to the content of the book, people are going to go, oh, come on, Dave, you can ask, you know, more controversial questions than that. Like, you know, how people in Western Canada are taking steps in the underground to seriously arm themselves. You ever hear back channel stories like that?
I've heard rumors of stuff like that, but I haven't seen it for myself, but I have heard rumors. I was at a screening. There's a documentary that was made called Unacceptable. It's all about the convoy, and it's really, really wonderful. Excuse me. And, I totally lost my train of thought there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Totally.
They were talking about the movie Unacceptable, the documentary.
Yes. Yes, and it was really well done, and like my book, it exposes a lot of the lies and stuff that the media were telling too. Like I said, this is such an important story because if it can happen here, it can literally happen anywhere, and we have to be vigilant. Nobody else is going to protect our freedoms except for us.
Well, I guess the big question that I get it, and I get the question that a lot of people that have that listen to this show are probably wondering what got you started in all this. You're not a trucker, but what got you started? And you're looking at this going, man, I've had enough. I'm doing this. I'm going full tilt boogie on these people. What got you started on this?
Well, I've been a vocal opponent of the Liberal government here in Canada for some time. I did get involved in doing some activism pro energy, because our energy industry is under attack here in Canada, and I live in Alberta, and so that was our primary industry. So I got involved in activism and started speaking out against some legislation that was coming down to shut down our oil and gas industry, and then I joined a group called Wexit, which was kind of named after the Brexit movement in the UK after the 2019 election, and we became a federal party, a Western independence federal party, with the hopes of gaining some independence from Ottawa. So as the COVID stuff started happening, I mean, and with this government, David, it's been nonstop scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal. And so when COVID started, I really started paying attention to what the media was saying, and it was just fear. Fear, 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 which I thought, well, that's unusual. I mean, shouldn't governments be trying to, you know, take care of their people and, you know, give them the truth and not let them be scared? It was fear porn, nonstop fear porn. And it just, a lot of things just did not make sense to me. Like, you know, we could walk into a restaurant. We had to have a mask on, but as soon as we sat down at the table, we could take it off, because apparently COVID doesn't get you when you're sitting down at a table. I mean, it was just nonsense. It was nonsense. And then when the mandate started coming in, you know, here's the thing. The government of Canada came after the frontline healthcare workers first with their vax mandate. Nobody did anything. And these are health professionals, doctors and nurses. Then they came after the RCMP. These guys didn't do anything. They came after the military, the education system, the federal government employees. And finally, when they came after the truckers by imposing the trucker mandate, you know, they said, no, this stops now. So these guys are such heroes, you know.
They are. And the thing is that a lot of the same stuff was going on in America as well with this, you know, once they get power, once they're able, and see, you got the World Health Organization right now. I mean, you're fighting this on this kind of issue on multiple fronts, because the World Health Organization and Trudeau is right up there with them. And they all want to have World Health Organization be able to regulate when we're going to have a pandemic, and the fact that everybody's going to toe the line and they're going to go door to door and make sure everybody gets jabbed. And this is when I think that the motto, come with the jab, leave with a bullet, is going to kick in. Because I think when people, when this stuff shows up in their backyard and comes to their doorstep, they're going to have to make a decision. You either capitulate or you die. And you're going to take some of them with you. Yeah. I mean, I hate to say it, but we're getting reports here of people stocking up on food, guns, and ammo. And I'm not beleaguering the point that we could be on the verge of a civil war, and not just in the United States, but Canada as well. People who you talk to on a regular basis, they have to be as concerned as I am about all this.
Oh, they are. They are. People are really concerned here. And I've heard, there's a lot of preppers. I just call them preppers, not to give anybody
a label.
That's
all right.
But,
I don't look at it as a bad label.
I know a lot of people that are, you know, they've bought land and they're getting farm animals and they're trying to get off the grid because they don't want to be dependent. And that's what our government is trying to do here, is to make us completely dependent. And as we saw, I mean, when the convoy started in Canada, Canada was just coming down with more and more draconian measures while the rest of the world started opening up, which also didn't make sense to us. You know, like, and then, of course, all the evidence that we saw. I mean, we have a prime minister that kept coming out and say, trust the science, but I've yet to see any of their science. I've seen the science on the other side. I mean, I followed, you know, Dr. Malone, Dr. McCullough, Dr. David Martin, Dr. Zelenko, you know, all these guys throughout the whole pandemic, and they were presenting real science. All I've heard is him say, trust the science, just trust us. We have your best interests at heart. This is for your safety. Where have we heard that before?
Uh-huh. And then you even had doctors come up and speak in Ottawa and get on the podium and share this information that the whole thing is nothing but a farce. It's all made up. And I mean, I'm talking to liberal people down here and I'm trying to maintain my sanity. It's like talking to a brick wall. They don't care. They don't want to listen. So there has to be another ultimate motive, and that would be depopulation. This is exactly what this looks like. They're trying to starve people to death and you know, what they don't understand is they're going to be subject to all of this stuff, too. They're going to have to eat lab-grown fake meat. They're going to suffer from their own demise, of their own stupidity. And, you know, Ottawa, I don't get why Parliament there. I mean, don't you have any friends in Parliament that are siding with you?
We do have some supporters there, but again, they're not going to say anything because it's so polarizing. And that's the problem here in Canada. I don't know about the United States, but in Canada, our elections, whether it's municipal, provincial, or federal, our choices always seem to be to pick the best of the worst, which is really terrible.
Yeah.
You know,
lesser of two evils.
You know, I don't know. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there has to be a complete overhaul. You know, this system isn't working for the people. And that's one of the things I said in my testimony at the inquiry last fall. You know, Prime Minister Trudeau came out. He called us racists. He called us misogynists, uneducated, and asked if we should be tolerated, which is the most hair-raising statement I've ever heard. You know, it can't continue. If you're the leader of a country, you lead everybody, not just the people that you agree with or that share your same ideology. Your job is to take care of everyone.
Yeah, says the guy that did a blackface and thinks that
that's right.
Calls,
I mean, in the last election, he looked like an unhinged lunatic.
Oh, gosh. That's because they put him back in power again. This is one of the reasons why all this is happening. So, you know, unfortunately, until the majority of Canadians actually wake up and say, hey, and these are the Canadians that are in the East that think everything is wonderful. We're on the phone with Tamara Leach right now, folks. And if you have questions, this is the time to get on the phone and call 844-769-2944. If you are listening to us live here between 7 and 9 a.m. Central Time, or 8 to 10 on the East Coast, you know, with our new station in St. Pete, Florida, that just joined us. You can get on the phone right now and call us up if you want to ask Tamara a question. What else, if you could kind of, and I'm not asking you to give me a play-by-play on every single chapter in the book, but I'm kind of curious about all the areas that you are exploring and the ideas you came up with when you wrote the book.
Yes, well, like I said, I feel like it's a really important story. Of course, the mainstream media here was colluding with the government and painted us, you know, they just said nothing but lies. And so it's really important to get the truth out there, I think. I dispel a lot of the myths in this book, the lies that we're told. We were accused of stealing food from the homeless. We were accused of trying to burn an apartment building down. You know, the lie, we were accused of being infiltrated by the Russians, believe it or not. You know, the ironic thing is that the Canadian government accused us of A, being racist. In the meanwhile, we found out a few months ago that they hired the biggest racist on the planet to write their anti-racism policy, and we're paying him with taxpayer money. They accused us of being infiltrated by the Russians, and now we're finding out how heavily they've been influenced by the Chinese government. And the third one was they accused us of taking money from foreign entities, which is clearly what they're doing. So, you know, we dispel a lot of the lies. We tell the true story, what it was really like, what we were facing. A lot of evidence that came out at the inquiry is also in that book that verifies everything. And we've got our resources right at the bottom of each page. So if you don't believe me, there's a link there that you can go to and see for yourself. It's all verified.
Yeah, I believe it here. Tamara, we've got Joe in Arkansas on the line. Joe, you're on the phone with Tamara Leach.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make this brief comment. I used to live in Canada. I lived in Toronto during the 1970s. And this is when my political awakening started, when Pierre Trudeau was first elected prime minister and in his Liberal Party, you know, got a majority in Parliament. And I thought, oh, this is really good. You know, this man is really good. And I grew up in a very left-wing family. I grew up indoctrinated in left-wingism. And so I thought, this is really good. You know, Pierre Trudeau and the Liberal Party, they have such good intentions. Now they've got complete power in Parliament. And they'll be able to do a lot of really good things for the people. And as time went by, I noticed that everything that Pierre Trudeau and the Liberals did, you know, was not good for the people at all. You know, it was always against the people. And I started, these left-wingers, these liberals, these communists, these socialists, they're a bunch of liars. And that was when my political awakening started. Just wanted to make that comment.
Well, I'm glad that you, Tamara, your thought process on that.
Yeah, I've heard that lots. A lot of people were quite hopeful when Pierre Elliott Trudeau was elected. And even like his son, I think a lot of Canadians felt the same way. But we very quickly learned that wasn't the case, and he did not have our best interest at heart. And basically, he came in and he had nice hair and he was going to legalize weed. So, I mean, he got a lot of votes just because of that.
Wow. Legalize weed?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Amazing. Joe, any other thoughts? Yep. Guess we lost Joe. That's all right. You know, hey, at least you got people from there. I know people actually now, Tamara, that are living in the United States that were at one time Canadian citizens, and they're glad they're not there. You don't intend on relocating to where there's a constitution.
Well, we've thought about it. You know, we've thought about leaving and going down to the States. I mean, the United States is a country I've always admired, and I've always been just fascinated with the level of patriotism that you have there. But, you know, a lot of my friends have left, but I feel like if everybody leaves, then who's going to stay in sight? Somebody has to stay in sight. This country is worth fighting for.
You are the true political activist. You are the true political activist. I mean, you're there, but see now, the thing is that do you have, and have your attorneys told you that the other side has to have proof? I mean, if they're going to sit there and call you a racist and a terrorist and everything else, I mean, they have to have some sort of proof, don't they, in order to win a criminal trial against you?
They haven't disclosed that yet, David, which is ironic. We are actually going to court on July 18th. We've put forth a motion for particulars because the Crown prosecutor, who is emotionally invested in this, which is actually a horrific thing to say about a Crown prosecutor, is refusing to disclose what it is that we did that was committing mischief. He's refusing to disclose it. So we have to take him to court, spend taxpayers' money to have him tell us what it is that we did. The whole process here with this Crown prosecutor has just been, well, it's been laughable. You know, it's been laughable. He's unhinged.
Yeah, but he's taken orders from somebody, probably Trudeau himself.
Well, he's trying to become a judge and who appoints judges in Canada. So I think you're 100% right about that.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't, this is just about as bad as our DOJ Merrick Garland here and the fact that we're looking at weaponized DOJ and prosecutions and everything here that, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. That's a bigger problem. You're looking at the logic and the reasoning behind all of this and why they wouldn't stand up for what's right. And they're doing everything that's wrong. But this is the other thing, too. You're fighting to protect the lives of other Canadian citizens from things that eventually could be harmful to them, like this jab. If they go and they mandate this vaccine, which we have said forever and a day was a bioweapon, and people who are getting the bioweapon, I mean, the studies just came out in South Korea today of what was going on. And the fact that they're now saying in autopsy that the jab caused the death. It was myocarditis. They died. It's crazy. We have about a minute left in this particular segment. Carolyn in Washington, you're on the phone with Tamara Leach. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Tamara, I wondered, I never heard of the follow-up of what became of the truckers and their bank accounts and what happened. Plus, Dave, do you know anything about the American convoys that went to Washington, D.C.? I never
Yeah, either. It was kind of like, yeah, it was kind of the, like the mouse that roared here. Tamara Leach, we appreciate you being on the show. Don't be a stranger. We want to talk to you again before the trial. Thanks so much for joining
that.
Us.
Thank you so thank much you. For having me. Yes, thank
God
you.
Bless you. God bless you for everything you're doing. We appreciate you. We're going to be back on the other side of the break. Dr. Naomi Wolf is standing by. I'm excited, baby. Here we go. Be right back.
By a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel, Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Of 8 a.m. Central Time, this Hump Day Edition, Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us. And, of course, you know, we've got free shipping on all orders, $100 or more at the Power Mall. Miracle Skin products, 10% off this week. I'm talking about the Helon and Lamb Cream that Ron Sally was just talking to us about. And for those of you who are interested in winning one of our RickSatelliteUSA.com systems, we're going to be giving away one of those to a lucky listener thanks to your donations here at the Power Hour. Now I want to move on because I'm really excited for our next guest here. As a matter of fact, when I was guest hosting in the summer of 2021, when all of this pandemic was going on, I got the opportunity to spend about an hour on the phone with Dr. Naomi Wolf, who, of course, She is a journalist and a constitutionalist, a best-selling author, a columnist, a professor. Yes, she's a graduate of Yale. I know all you conservative folk out there are going, "Gow!" No, I respect this woman completely. And see, the thing is we have been saying forever and a day that there was something nefarious going on with Pfizer and Moderna, and I was having a problem with Trump going out there, patting himself on the back, telling everybody, "Oh, our Operation Warp Speed, and yeah, I got the booster." I mean, he killed his credibility when he did it. A lot of people are having a real hard time with it. But the thing is that the censorship of the mainstream media, I think, bothered me the most. And I was trying to find out the why behind it. And Dr. Naomi Wolf is on the show. God bless you. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. It's great to talk with you again.
Yeah, it's good to talk to you, too. I'm so happy because of the fact, I mean, you put out The End of America. That's another good bestseller. Give Me Liberty, A Handbook for American Revolutionaries. And I'm like, the hair stood up in the back of my neck going, "Wait a minute, Dr. Wolf is putting out a book like this? I gotta find out what's in this book." See, because we're talking about a constitutionalist, and every time I hear Tucker Carlson go, "Democracy," I'm like, "We're in a constitutional republic. Would you stop saying that word?" You know, you're a journalist, Dr. Wolf, and you married to a PI. I am like, boy, you got the best of both worlds. You got all these different ways of investigating things, and you did some investigation, and you've looked at these Pfizer reports like Dr. David Martin and others who have been on the show. And I'm looking at this going, man, you finally, we've been saying eugenics. What prompted you to come to that realization that this is really what's going on?
Well, I don't know if I would say, yeah, I guess eugenics is fair. I've been saying depopulation and mass murder. Eugenics,
wow.
I don't mean to be pedantic, but eugenics historically is selecting certain ethnic groups and getting rid of other ethnic groups. And I don't see evidence of that yet. Well, I kind of do. I mean, if there were a word for nationalist eugenics, the Pfizer document's damage is really aimed at North America primarily, with 36,000 adverse events out of 42,000 plus in just 3 months, including 1,225 deaths. And the second biggest group that were injured or died or sterilized is Western Europe. And all the rest of the world combined is only 7,000 adverse events in those first 3 months. So it's definitely, yeah, fair enough, eugenics. But basically what happened, for people who have not been following the project, is that Aaron Seary, a lawyer, successfully sued the FDA to demand the release of their internal Pfizer documents, because, of course, the FDA gets everything that Pfizer is doing internally with its trials. And as a result of that, in April of this past year, over a year ago, there were tens of thousands of documents released, and they were very technical and, you know, huge in number. So I was worried as a journalist that no one would be able to really find out what was in them because they were so technical and so massive in number. So we put out a call, both my site Daily Cloud and War Room, Steve Bannon's War Room, for experts. And we have 3,500 medical and scientific experts with the highest level of credentials who have volunteered in six teams headed by, you know, expert committees to read through the Pfizer documents. And they've released 74 reports under our guidance and editorial direction, which do show, sadly, as you know, kind of highlighted, the greatest what crime against humanity in recorded history. And specifically, they show that Pfizer knew that these injections would kill and sterilize people, and they kept going. They knew that they would that they didn't work. Pfizer, to stop COVID, Pfizer knew within a month after rollout in November 2020 that the vaccines had, quote, their words, vaccine failure and failure of efficacy, end quote, and that the third most common side effect of getting the injection is COVID. But they rolled it out anyway. So basically all the lost jobs, all the mandates, all the injuries, all the deaths are based on a lie. And they knew within, you know, 4 months that they caused heart damage in 35 minors within a week after rollout. They kept going. There was a huge propaganda campaign to inject minors and young adults. And we weren't told by the FDA till 4 months later that there was an elevated risk of myocarditis. they knew 1,225 people died, and in 3 months, and in our reports, a great many of those deaths and adverse events are within 48 hours after the injection. So there's a real kind of difficult to get rid of cause effect there. But there's, I'm going to skip over a lot of the horrific headlines of the, you know, injuries and murderous side effects. It's thousands, tens of thousands of blood clots, lung clots, leg clots, neurological events at scale, epilepsies, dementias, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, Bell's palsy. And now we know the mechanism, right? Because the lipid nanoparticles degrade the myelin sheath where nerves are conducted. The lipid nanoparticles also coalesce in the blood, so you're getting these horrible injuries to the vascular system and heart damage, which they knew would happen. But skipping over all of that, by the way, arthritis is the number one, joint pain is the number one side effect, and muscle pain is the number two side effect. And many, many people I know are having, you know, shoulder replacements, ankle replacements, knee replacements. I'm in New York, and people are visibly like moving like their joints hurt or their muscles hurt, you know, at scale. And we know why. These lipid nanoparticles go into every organ in the human body, but they also inflame the joints. Pfizer knew that the lipid nanoparticles accumulate in the ovaries. They accumulate in the liver, in the spleen, in the adrenals. They knew they caused horrific menstrual damage to women. There's a chart showing them calmly noting tens of thousands of women damaged in, you know, multiple horrible ways menstrually, like bleeding every day of their lives, horrible hemorrhages, no period at all, meaning totally infertile, two periods a month, you know, psychotically, you know, postmenopausal women bleeding, 10-year-old girls bleeding on first being injected, like horrible damage to women. But what I want to focus on, because it's the future, you know, apart from all these injuries and deaths that they knew about and they kept going and they did not disclose, is that there's a 360-degree focus in the Pfizer documents on destroying human reproduction. And I can go into detail if you like.
Well, you know, and this is part of depopulating, is if you're going to depopulate, which has basically been the main focus of what you've been talking about, what we definitely been talking about, which is why I was just dying to get you on the show. It's like the first time I saw the headline, I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, when did she finally realize all this is going on? I think it was just a matter of you, because you're a very analytical person, Dr. Wolf. And, you know, that's what the PhD is all about. But the thing is that you look into the data, because see, that's what everybody was always challenging, was the data. You know, you're looking at the data, you're looking at the test. And then here's Pfizer. Oh, Your Honor, we don't want to release this documentation for 55 right. years. And right. I'm like, all right, now they're hiding something. And you dug this up, and this is what this is all about, right?
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, I'm a, you know, there are precious few of us left, but I'm a classically trained journalist, and people were, and you were, and good for you, right, raising the question of depopulation a long time ago. But until I saw the data for myself, for anything, I can't say that I know that it's true. But now that I've seen not just one data point showing that Pfizer knew they were harming human reproduction, but dozens and dozens of horrific data points showing that they didn't just know, but they were actively experimenting in order to harm human reproduction, there's no other conclusion you can draw. I mean, for instance, this is a respiratory pathogen. There's literally nothing I've seen yet in the Pfizer documents about the lungs. You know, they're not studying the lungs. They're not studying breathing or the mucous membranes. They're studying genitals and they mated vaccinated male rats with unvaccinated female rats. They sacrificed the rats and then they dissected their sex organs. Like, that's how closely they're working, looking at mammalian sexuality. They knew that the lipid nanoparticles and the injections disrupted women's menstrual cycles. And by the way, I was deplatformed from Twitter and globally smeared.
I was going to ask you that, about how you were censored. I knew they were going to come after you. As soon as you started telling the truth, they were going to come after you.
Totally. But specifically, this was what I posted, that women were having menstrual problems. And And if they had let, if Twitter, and it turns out I was censored by the White House and DHS working with Twitter and Facebook, which is incredibly scary, and CDC. But if they had not censored that discussion, millions of women now who can't have babies or who are in horrible menstrual agony would be, you know, healthy and able to have babies. So they've got blood on their hands, all of these agencies. But Pfizer knows, for instance, that there's over 80% miscarriage and spontaneous abortion rate in one section of the documents that have pregnant women followed to term. And yet the spokespeople, including the CDC and Rochelle Walensky, told pregnant women, knowing this, that they needed to get the injection. By the way, there's a special report. You guys should look at report number 69, which goes into detail about this. There's a report that was completed in April of 2021 showing that women and babies were injured from exposure to the vaccine, babies in utero, and also that lipid nanoparticles and mRNA got into vaccinated women's breast milk and poisoned babies and sent them into seizures. And Pfizer describes the spontaneous abortions as being caused by their language, exposure to the vaccine. So they knew that the vaccine was getting to babies in utero and killing them. This got to Rochelle Walensky. 3 days later, she held a White House press conference telling the pregnant women of America that she recommended that they get this injection. And 5 days after we posted Report 69, Dr. Walensky resigned. And 3 days after that, I was found guilty of, quote, harm by Ofcom, the UK media agency, the government agency that regulates media, for telling pregnant women about these dangers. So they know that they killed babies, right? They know they rendered women infertile. In the Pfizer documents, well, we're seeing horrible damage to placentas. And I've now interviewed one maternal fetal medicine specialist, Dr. Thorpe, and two independent wives. And they're all finding calcifications in the placenta. Well, these lipid nanoparticles traverse the placenta, and they've been known for 10 years to cross every membrane in the human body. So they're compromising the placenta. The placentas of pregnant vaccinated women now have calcifications, which prevent oxygen and nutrients from getting to the baby. And they also prevent the placentas from growing the way they should. So there are many, many placentas that are like 2 inches too small in diameter. So babies have to be delivered premature just in order to survive. The other horrible thing is that maternal deaths are up in childbirth 40%. So we're back to a pre-20th century situation for childbearing in which women really are in mortal danger when they give birth because the placentas are falling apart in their bodies or they're not coming away from their bodies the way they're supposed to after childbirth. And what this does is expose women, again, in this 19th century way to hemorrhages and septicemia, which can kill them. We're seeing babies born with malformations and chromosomal abnormalities, and Pfizer knew about all of this. Pfizer knew that vaccinated men expose women to the vaccine through sexual intercourse. There's something they know is in the semen of vaccinated men that is damaging to either women or to women at the point of conception or to the baby at the point of conception because they define exposure to the vaccine as including skin contact, inhalation, so shedding is real, and sexual intercourse with vaccinated men especially at the moment of conception. And they tell vaccinated men in their study not to have intercourse with childbearing age women or if they do, to use two reliable forms of contraception. So Pfizer needs to be, these officials need to be dragged before Congress in like leg irons to tell us what they know about that because they know there's some danger to women. And I hate to say this because many of my loved ones are vaccinated men. And, you know, I don't want them to be shunned from intimacy, but we need to know what that exposure is, right, in order to treat it. They knew that the lipid nanoparticles degrade the testes of baby boys in utero. Testes are also enclosed in a membrane, and they degrade the Sertoli cells and Leydig cells in baby boys in utero. And these are the factories of masculinity. These regulate male hormones at puberty and turn on, you know, the male hormones that turn boys into men, basically, and, you know, allow them to develop broad shoulders or deep voices or, you know, facial hair, the things we think of as masculine. We don't know if these baby boys of vaccinated moms will grow up to be normal men who are capable of reproduction. I could go on and on, but basically it's not just one way that they've intervened. And, you know, live births have dropped by 13 to 20% in, according to government databases, especially in the West and Western Europe. There are a million missing babies in Western Europe. And they knew that they would do this. It's not just one way of harming reproduction and sexuality, by the way, which is interesting because they're also, with this injection, like weakening the bonds between people that hold families together and weakening, so tragic, the bonds between mothers and children, because they're, by tampering with women's hormones, you're also tampering with oxytocin, which allows for bonding. And with, you know, there used to be 34% of moms nursing. Now, because babies are being poisoned by vaccinated moms' breast milk with polyethylene glycol, which is a petroleum product, as well as the lipid nanoparticles, it's down to 14% of moms are nursing their babies. And probably no vaccinated moms should be nursing their babies. I hate to say that. But nature, and I wrote a whole book about this, about human, you know, female sexuality. Nature designed motherhood in a really sophisticated way. When babies nurse, they release oxytocin in the mom, and that causes bonding. And a lot of women now, and I see this, you know, visually on the street, a lot of women now are reporting that they're having trouble bonding with their babies. And the same is true of sexual intimacy. If you tamper with that hormonal response in men and women, you're tampering with the way human mammals evolved to bond with their mates during sexual intimacy. So literally, this injection dissolves the ways that human families stay together and marriages stay together and the ways that mothers bond with their children.
Now, as far as the spike proteins go, and I know that you've delved into this area of the science too, and we've had Dr. James Thorpe on this program, so I'm glad that you had a chance to hook up with him and discuss this. He was warning a long time ago that this could really turn out very badly for women. And people I know, literally, that are postmenopausal are bleeding because they went out and got the vaccine.
Unbelievable.
So, but they call it a vaccine. We call it a jab. It's emergency use authorization. That's another realization that I know you've come to. It's gene therapy. It's what a lot of our doctors, Dave Martin and everybody else we've talked to, have said the same thing. Judy Mikovits said the same thing. So, you know, when it comes to this term woke versus awake and the conflict that everybody is going through right now at present, and this is a sad state of affairs in America, they actually did a focus group, and you're delving now into the CDC, and you got Rochelle Walensky to resign, which I was wondering what caused that problem.
You're
now
welcome.
You know. Now we're thank you.
Yeah.
Now we're talking to the very source that started all that up. But see, the thing is now, you are on a mission to convince people who are, for all intents and purposes, wanted to believe everything the government told them, and you're finding actual fact and data, which I just talked to an attorney last night, and he kept, I'm going to trust the science. I'm going, no, you're going to trust Fauci. You're going to trust Walensky. You're going to trust all these government leaders that came out here and said what they said, knowing, and I mean, Burks even put a tell-all book out saying, no, we just made it all up. This mask wearing, all of this other stuff, we just made it up. And I'm just looking at this going, wow, when are people going to, I mean, is it going to take you? You are the carrier now of this new information to people of the, I don't want to use the word liberal mindset, but I don't know what else to say. I don't want to be rude and insolent. I know you were counseling Clinton and Gore. I know you were there. You know how the mindset thinks, but now you are on a mission to actually convince people that did not want to, you know, they wanted to believe everything the government told them. Why would the government want to kill us? And now you're seeing this into fruition. And I'm just like, God, this has to be a conflict.
You mean for me personally?
Well, I mean, in getting that information out, a conflict with people that don't want to believe.
Well, look, you know, I'll be honest. When I got deplatformed in June of 2021, I also got ejected from my whole career as a left-wing media darling for 35 years.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry about that, because you have a right to be heard. You have a right to be heard.
That's not the point. That's not the point I'm making. I'm not complaining. I'd rather stand on the right side of history than be, you know, going to galas at the New York Public Library. That's not my point. My point is they don't talk to me anymore. None of the publications that have published me for 35 years. I was a columnist at The Guardian. I was a columnist at the Sunday Times of London. You know, I was a regular on CNN. I could go on and on. Washington Post, New York Times. They don't talk to me. They don't take my calls. They don't issue corrections when they lie about me. You know, I am a non-person, and I'm practically a non-person socially in those circles because of my talking to people like you and Steve Bannon and, yeah. and you know, anyone who would talk to me, because I don't care, you know, what the politics are of people who talk to me. A, all I care about is the Constitution. And B, this is a life, our lives are in danger. Our children's lives are in danger. The future of humanity is in danger. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, I would gladly talk to the left, but they're not taking my call. So God willing, you know, with algorithms on social media, some of this may be spilling over, but it's bizarre how completely the algorithms have served to inform, you know, red state people and Tucker Carlson's followers and Steve Bannon's followers and block any of this information from reaching, you know, people who follow NPR and CNN and read the New York Times. I mean, the New York Times is one of the worst offenders in terms of spreading lies. And my book, The Bodies of Others, goes into that. They lied and lied and lied. Apoorva Mandavili said that this injection was safe for women. No evidence. Wow.
I love it. I love you. I love the work you're doing. God bless you for everything you're doing. Dr. Wolf, we're going to have you back on again, because I know you're not going to stop with the research. And man, it's always nice to get a fresh take on stuff like this. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Naomi Wolf, God bless you. We love you. Thank you for sharing this information with us. Here on the Power Hour, we're done for today. Dave Krieger with you. We're going to be back tomorrow with more news and information, more of the truth. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Harmful organisms are everywhere, affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829.
Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products.
and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sarah enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier. And I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.